precisely who you are, the inner quirks of your personality, your every like and dislike. You feel as if you've finally found your soulmate. Through some magic, this person has gotten straight to your heart in a way you've never felt before. Can you see it in your mind's eye? Can you imagine the feeling? It would be fantastic, right? And now the question. Can you look yourself in a mirror and honestly say that this wouldn't affect you? That you aren't susceptible to the lure of romantic nonsense, and that you would immediately become suspicious and realise that this person wants something completely different? If not your body, then probably your money. Think a moment before you answer. Because if you've never been in such a situation, then you'll never see the danger. This person is going to tell you their secrets, and they're going to get you to reveal yours. You will answer all their probing questions, the sole purpose of which is to find out as much as possible about you. A few years ago, I wrote a book called Surrounded by Idiots. The book was about the basics of the DISC language, one of the most powerful methods in the world to describe human communication and the differences in human behaviour patterns. The book was a success, which I hadn't really expected. I believe part of the reason for its success is that a lot of people are, like me, fascinated by human behaviour. The behaviour of others, and above all, their own. And I might as well admit it. Me, I'm an interesting person. At least to myself. The behaviour categories I use, in that first book as well as in this one, are based on William Moulton Marston's theories and consist of four main types of people, each of which is associated with a colour. Red for dominance, yellow for influence, green for stability, and blue for compliance. The following chapters provide an overview of what the colours mean in practice. These categories are a tool that can help answer many, but not all, of our questions about how people function. People are too complex to be described completely. But the more you understand, the easier it is to identify the outliers. This method of behaviour categorisation encompasses perhaps 80% of the entire puzzle. Quite a lot, but far from everything. There are always other elements that we need to take into consideration to understand someone's behaviour. Gender, age, cultural differences, motivation, intelligence, interests, experiences of every sort, birth order, and countless other factors. For the sake of simplicity, let's say that the puzzle has an awful lot of pieces. Now for the problem. As the book became more and more popular around the world, there were some people who chose to use the DISC system in a malicious way. This was never my intention. In this book, I want to make you aware of such individuals, of people who would try to manipulate you, and to give you the tools to protect yourself. I'm often asked if an individual can have all the colours, be a little bit red, yellow, green, and blue. I'm a bit of each colour, readers have written to me in emails. Is that possible? It can certainly feel possible. I act red sometimes, yellow and green often, but on other occasions I'm undoubtedly blue. The reason why this is possible is actually quite simple. We all have the ability to use whichever type of behaviour we want, thanks to the fact that we are intelligent beings who can think for ourselves. As their self-awareness increases, a yellow person will learn that it's time to close their mouth and open their ears. And a green person can learn to express their heartfelt opinion, even if that might lead to conflict. But the bottom line is that normally, two colours